Capitalism survives. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The G20 meeting is over. The demonstrators have left. Capitalism seems to have survived. So what did the anti-capitalists want?
I'm dressed as death.
The Guardian of London interviewed a few of them. This is Harry.
Skeleton toes, my black hood, my scythe, and I did have a mask.
But the cops took that away. He's trying to stick up for the small businesses who, unlike the banks, did not get a bailout.
Your struggling baker, your struggling butcher, your small marketing companies, your architecture companies.
Dave Tucker from an organization called War on Want paraded with a huge dead canary on a stretcher symbolizing the death of the financial system.
I'm totally for all of these protests and different issues joining together in the service of finding a new system that puts people before profit.
People before profit. What would that mean to put people before profit? Well, there is actually a lot of writing being done about that. Books like Rianne Eisler's The Real Wealth of Nations, which talks about not just bailing out banks to keep them intact, but subsidizing services to families to help keep them intact. She points out that our traditional measure of GDP includes things like tobacco sales, but not the value added by good parents raising healthy, well-adjusted children. Imagine if GDP measured the value of healthy, well-adjusted children and nations tried to maximize that. If every child was healthy and well-adjusted, that would let us cut a whole lot of unnecessary government, put a whole lot of bureaucrats out of work. Actually, maybe that's the reason governments measure GDP the way they do. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.